same old thing. You pay what you got, you got nothing left. And every week is the same old thing. I clock in, I clock out, I clock in, I clock out. And every day is the same old thing. You pay what you got nothing left. And every week is the same old thing. I clock in, I clock out.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Thanks so much for being with us today. We have a few guests today in the studio. I'm going to be joined in about 15 minutes by Catherine CHE. We will be talking about self-love and the law of attraction. And first off, I am joined right now by one member of the Vancouver Gaelic Choir, and hopefully a couple more will surface. But today's show is sponsored by Deepak Chopra, who is speaking at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre June 4th. Deepak will help you find your purpose, open your heart, and learn how uncertainty is the source of all possibility. He'll be speaking about his latest work, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, and the ultimate happiness prescription, the 7 keys to joy and enlightenment. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster, and I'm doing my best to get an interview with Deepak, so cross your fingers for me. I'm also coming up on Tuesday. It won't be here on Synchronicity on CITR, but if you have an interest in Eckhart Tolle, I'm going to be interviewing him on an exclusive online interview. So if you would like more information about that, spiritualshow.com is my website, spiritualshow.com, and you can find out more about the Eckhart Tolle interview and all the upcoming past guests, podcasts, all the information you need about synchronicity. Hello. Welcome, all of the Gaelic choir people. Well, we have three members of the choir. How many people are actually in your choir?
It depends. Sometimes 17, sometimes 20.
About sometimes 17, sometimes 20.
20, yeah. Okay. Hello, come on in.
I'm not really a member of the choir, but I'm the original conductor.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Okay, so we have Patrick McLeod. He is one member, and Roberta
Milne.
Roberta Milne. And your name,
Lillian now? Lind.
Pardon?
Lillian Lind.
Lillian Lind, all from the Vancouver Gaelic Choir. And if you are interested, they're looking for new members. Their website is VancouverGaelicChoir.com. Gaelic is G-A-E-L-I-C, choir. You know how to spell choir. VancouverGaelicChoir.com. And they also have an email address, vgchoir@gmail.com. And they have an upcoming show, Scottish Roots 2. It's the second one. Saturday, April 24th, 6:30 till midnight. And that is, I'm told, Scottish time. Is it Scottish time?
Well, yeah, we call it Highland time. The doors will be open at 6:30 and the entertainment will start 8-ish.
Great. And that's at the Scottish Community Centre. Again, that's Saturday, April 24th. And the Scottish Community Centre is at 73rd and Hudson. And it's $25 a ticket. If you can get the ticket in advance, that would be helpful. Correct?
Yes. They can go. We're just in the process of putting the poster up on the website for the choir, and there will be a poster there with instructions how to get tickets.
Wonderful. And there's going to be food and lots of entertainment, not just the Gaelic choir. There's going to be some other people, right?
Yes, it's the Maury Nearne and Banff Society is actually putting on the concert, and the choir is helping. And there will be the Seaforth Highlanders Pipe Band, the RCMP E Division Pipe Band, the choir, the Royal Country Dancers, Royal Scottish Country Dancers, and there'll be solo dancer and a solo piper, and there is a band called Stillwater for dancing afterwards.
Awesome. So it's going to be a party, and you can get more information, again, Vancouver Gaelic Choir. And Patrick, you were just telling me how Gaelic and Gaelic are not the same thing.
Yeah, because in our language, Gaelic actually stands for the Irish version of the language. So we refer Gaelic exclusively to Scottish Gaelic.
Okay, wonderful. So now we know, learn something new every day. I thought they were interchangeable, but Gaelic is Scottish. So what song are you going to sing for us today?
Actually, Patrick and I will be singing in Scots English, and I did bring along a CD with a couple of Gaelic tunes done by the whole choir, because, of course, the studio's too small to accommodate everybody. So, but Patrick and I are doing it's a piece called The Hunting Tower, and it's about the Duke of Atholl's courtship, and it's kind of, he wants to make sure that his lady is wanting, loving him for him, and not just for his money and his land.
Aww.
So, I don't know if you want to maybe play a couple of these. We need to get the keyboard set up, etc. So,
oh, okay.
I'll give you this track 1, 3, and 4.
Wonderful. So it's the Vancouver Gaelic Choir. VancouverGaelicChoir.com is where you can get more information about them. So track 1 is a good one to play?
Yes.
Okay. So we will be back with some live music in just a moment.
Oh,
And that was the Vancouver Gaelic Choir. And now they're going to be performing, well, three members of the choir. Oops. Looks like the guys before me did some funny things with the CD player. So we're back to live. Here is the Vancouver Gaelic Choir on Synchronicity.
And I'll wed nane but thee.
Ruthless in checking her out.
And I hate playing parts like that.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. I wish we had more time. Catherine CHE is up in just a moment. But again, that is the Vancouver Gaelic Choir, not Gaelic. Gaelic is Irish. Gaelic is Scottish. VancouverGaelicChoir.com. And I will put up a link to that website on my site, spiritualshow.com, if you want to catch that out. And Roberta, can I give out your phone number as well?
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Okay. The phone number, if you would like to get in touch either for tickets to Scottish Roots 2,
yeah, woo,
or to join the choir, the number is 604-433-3326. That's 433-3326. And you can speak with Roberta. Again, it's Vancouver Gaelic Choir. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth, safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And today's episode of Synchronicity is sponsored by Deepak Chopra. He's coming June 4th to Vancouver to the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. So today's guest, first of all, that was the Vancouver Gaelic Choir, vancouvergaelicchoir.com, before the break. And now, without further ado, we have Catherine CHE. She is the creator of Life Blossoming Systems, and she creates unique and powerful systems of energy shifting tools that tap the high vibration of flowers so you can blossom in all areas of your life. Wealth blossoming, health blossoming, relationship blossoming, etc. So this year her focus is on unconditional self-love. Self-love, she says, is the foundation of everything in your life, of course, and you can only succeed to the extent to which you love yourself. Expand your self-love and you expand your life. Catherine's background before she came to do this work is quite varied, ranging from curator of an art museum, corporate fundraising at the National Gallery of Art, international art exhibition organizing for the Smithsonian Institution, and running an organic cookie business. She's also a top law of attraction expert. And one of the things she's promised to share with us on the show today is the story of how one of her clients used some of the exact same information she's going to share with us today to quadruple her business in 5 days. So welcome to the show, Catherine.
Thank you very much, Marie. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. I thank you for waiting while we were with the Gaelic choir. Everything, I'm so glad that they were able to make it today. They were just lovely, lovely group of three. Of course, there's normally more people, but
Yeah, it was beautiful music. It was a pleasure.
Yes. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. I'm excited to have you back on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Well, I'm always glad to be back on the show. It's always fun to connect with your audience and with you.
Well, thank you. So tell us about what you've been doing with self-love. This year, your focus is on unconditional self-love. So what kind of things are you doing to help people get in touch with that self-love?
Well, it's really just informing everything that I'm doing. You know, like I'll talk a lot about it today on the show. In every program that I have, I'm really making it the core issue because I've noticed whenever I attend large events where people where, you know, those of us who are sitting in the audience are able to raise our hands and speak. If you really listened and read between the lines what people are saying when they say what's been holding them back, that really it's all about not loving themselves enough. You know, I haven't loved myself enough to do what it takes, or I haven't loved myself enough to put myself first, or, you know, all these different ways. And, you know, once I kind of opened my ears to that, I started hearing that everywhere. And even though people may not be saying those words, that's really the message, and it just touched my heart. So, and because I know that it is the core energy that we must have, you know, no matter what else you do, no matter how many sit-ups you do, if you don't really truly love yourself, you know, even the sit-ups aren't really going to have the same effect as they would if you start with the energetic core of really loving yourself.
Now, Catherine, you come from a background, I always think of you as the flower vibrations lady. So how does the self-love combine with the flower vibrations?
Well, it combines in a lot of different ways. Let me just tell you a little bit about how I kind of came into this. You know, you mentioned a little bit about my background, and I have done a lot of different things. And it kind of culminated with doing I was a professional photographer, and I was working largely doing architecture and portraits. Those were the kind of the commissions that I would get. But on the side, and you know, one of my real loves was doing fine art photography, and I would have shows of my work. And as I would be working on them, you know, it gave me great pleasure, but I was doing shows. Some of my shows were purely my photographs of flowers. And when I would come into my studio and have all of those flower photographs just spread out all over the floor, all over the walls, all over every part of the room, I would just feel this whoosh of wonderful energy. And kind of, you know, at first I started thinking that it was just, you know, the fun of doing my own work as opposed to the commission work that other people were paying me. But then I noticed that when I was doing other shows that weren't necessarily about flowers, it didn't have the same kind of positive, uplifting, kind of whooshy feeling that the flowers did, and I started paying attention and working with the individual flowers. And each flower kind of has its own positive, uplifting energy, and there are specific flowers in that kind of vibrational flow that specifically help us to connect with unconditional self-love.
Beautiful. Well, I love your work with flowers. And how does this tie in with the law of attraction? How do the flowers tie in, and how does the self-love tie in with your work with the law of attraction?
Great questions. You know, and they both do very, very well. You know, I'm sure you're well aware, and your listeners are probably aware, too. The law of attraction is just this force, you know, this out there in the universe, and we talk about it a lot, but it's there operating, you know, whether we pay any attention to it or not, just like gravity is. You know, if you think about gravity or not, when you drop an apple, it's going to fall and thunk on the ground, you know, unless maybe you're in outer space or something. But if you're here on this planet, if you drop, let go of an apple, it will go thunk on the ground, whether you're thinking about gravity or not. And the same with the law of attraction. It's always operating out there, no matter whether we're giving it a thought or not. And just as you can use gravity to your advantage, you know, when people created water wheels, for instance, that's something that kind of harnesses this power of gravity, the water falling. You can also harness the energy of the law of attraction. And the best way to do that, to help it to move you forward in the direction that you desire, is to get happy. And another way to putting that is to raise your vibration. And flowers, all of their vibrations operate at a very, very, very high vibrational place. And they help us to get happy when we connect with them. And I've created these very specific systems and energy tools for connecting with flowers and their positive energy.
So since, Catherine, since you're focusing on self-love, mm-hmm. what kind of flowers do you think of and what do you use for self-love?
Well, a really good flower to help connect with the energy of self-love is pink roses. All roses have this very strong, strong, unconditionally loving energy, all roses. And the pink rose, its energy is all about connecting with your unconditional self-love.
Beautiful. Well, Catherine, it's already time to take another break, so okay. We'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment. We're speaking with Catherine C.H.E. She's the creator of Life Blossoming Systems. She is a law of attraction expert, and we're going to be talking about unconditional self-love today. And if you want to connect with Catherine, her website is CatherineCHE.com. We'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
One, two!
Class, shut up. Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. We are speaking with Catherine C.H.E. Hi, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, Catherine.
Thank you.
Hi. So we're talking about love. And I know that when we're thinking about the law of attraction, a lot of people, they found the law of attraction through The Secret, and The Secret focuses a lot on getting stuff, getting money, houses, things like that. So what does all of this, your work with flowers and your work with unconditional love, what does all this have to do with us creating money?
Well, that's a really good question. First, you know, as you were getting around to that, I don't think that I really fully answered the question before about what self-love has to do with the law of attraction. And basically, you know, our loving and appreciating ourselves is a very, very high vibration place to be. And you can't create in your experience beyond what you feel you deserve. So if your vibration is in a low place around feeling the energy of self-love, you know, even if you're kind of getting happy about other things, but you feel like you're really not worthy of all the good stuff, then you'll be limited by that. So I hope that kind of gets back to the law of attraction. But, you know, as I mentioned, that flowers and help us to get happy, and they help us to stay happy. There's scientific proof now that backs that up. But
scientific proof of the flowers helping us stay happy?
Yes, it's the wildest thing. They're at Rutgers University. They're doing research, and I could spend hours because I think it's so cool talking about just this. But when people are exposed to flowers, their immediate response is 100% of the time is a pure happiness response. And this is so incredible. In science, especially when you're dealing with emotions, you almost never get a 100% response rate on anything. And I've read the studies, and the group, you know, it wasn't like three friends of the scientists or anything. It was a large sample group. It was large enough to be statistically significant. And 100% of the time, the people, when they were exposed to flowers, got an immediate happiness response. And not only that, but then when they went back, because there were control groups who were exposed to similarly positive, you know, things that are considered very positive, but just weren't flowers. And they'd had focus groups to decide on what all the different things were that they'd be exposing people to. And people ranked them, you know, on charts, you know, how positive they thought they were. But when they were actually exposed without, you know, kind of warning, basically, to the flowers, people responded with happiness. And then 3 days later, the scientists went back to all the people who were exposed to all the different great things. And the people who had been exposed to the flowers, and this is just briefly, they remained happier than everyone else in the other control groups. So it's very, very powerful just looking at flowers.
Did they compare it to other things like flowers versus puppies or something?
They were exposing people to other things that people considered equally positive if they kind of were just ranking them on a sheet of paper but weren't really looking at any of the things. If they were just kind of saying, yeah, puppies great, flowers great, you know, whatever, fruit baskets great, and whatever it was that they were using. And so they used all these positive things, but flowers got 100% happiness response. And just to take, you know, 100% is truly, truly amazing. And the scientists in their data that they compiled, they said really the only thing they could think of that would elicit 100% emotional response rate that would be consistent would be if you threw a live hissing snake at people, they would get 100% fear response. But it just is mind-boggling that flowers 100% of the time. But it really is just validating what people have clearly been tapped into for millennia. There's archaeological evidence that people have been using flowers for upliftment for thousands and thousands of years. Just like when we give flowers to people when they're sick, or flowers when people are sad or grieving after the loss of a loved one. We also give flowers when we want to share in someone's joy, like to congratulate someone for a job well done, getting a new job, having a baby, maybe being in a play. You know, those are all the messages, kind of a share in your joy. So we've been doing this all along, and now scientists are really just validating what we've kind of been doing without thinking.
So how do you teach people to have unconditional self-love through your use of with the flowers?
Well, in the system that I've developed, I have three different kinds of energy shifting tools that I teach. And one I call kind of the low dose or passive activation tools. And those are, like the people in this study who they were exposed to flowers. And I, in my own work, have seen some very, very powerful shifts just from people looking at either flowers themselves or even photographs of flowers. So I call those my low-dose activation tools, and I really encourage the people who I work with to have flowers and flower images around to, you know, as a part of their normal environment all the time. So that's one way. Then I also have what I call my action tools or my active activation tools, and those are more tools that you use to kind of shake things loose if you're kind of in a stuck place energetically, like if you're feeling low self-worth. That would be, you know, maybe get yourself a bouquet of pink roses to activate that with a low-dose way, and then there would be some specific active activation tools that I use. And then I also have what I call my power tools, which are some of them are kind of in the form of the meditation. And we've done some of these before on your show, and if we have time, maybe we'll do one today. But that really gets into your energetic core and shifts your vibration and raises your vibration into your desired area. And I use the flowers throughout those tools to kind of underlay all of them with the energy of the flower.
So, Catherine, what's the biggest thing that people come to you for if they have some kind of blockage in their life? What's like the number one or number top two things that you see people struggling with?
Well, I'll do three, actually, because there's one that's been popping up recently. The first one, I would say, is definitely around money. And I've seen a lot of incredible shifts. Like I mentioned, there's this this woman, April, who she was on a free call with me, and I was talking about the energy of self-love. And she was actually, I was going to be on her radio show. This is why she came on the call. She wasn't really tuning in because she even believed that what I do had was going to have any impact. I had not been booked on her show by her co-host, and so she was like, well, who is this flower lady? So she tuned into a free call that I was doing, and I was talking about self-love and money and how if you raise your vibration of self-love, it will help you to allow in more of the money that you desire. And so she was listening, and she was really feeling like it was speaking to her. And on the call, I mentioned a more intensive paid program, and she knew that this program was for her and went online, click, click, click. And even though the cost of the paid program really wasn't very high, she realized that she was maxed out on all of her credit cards and that she just basically did not have a penny to her name. And she told me later that she sat there at her computer and just burst into tears because she realized how bad her financial situation had gotten. And not only that, but that she was at the point of giving up on her dreams because she was trying to build her business around the thing that she loves most to do, and she was struggling. In fact, she was not having success with that. So she sent off an email to me saying, you know, I really want to do your program, but I really don't have any money. And so I emailed her back and said, remember the tools I shared on the call? Go back to them. I really have confidence in them, and I have confidence in you that you can make a shift. And this program was starting 5 days later. And she again thought, okay, crazy flower lady, you know, whatever. But part of her knew that there was truth in it. So she went back. She managed to find the money to buy herself some pink roses. So she did that, which was one of the low-dose tools. And then I had shared one of the power tools. I'd shared just a really short clip of one of my the pink rose and unconditional love energy shifting tools. And she went back to the recording of the call and played that and listened to that a couple of times a day. And within those 5 days, she quadrupled her income. And she quadrupled her whole business, actually. And she then was able to sign up for the paid program. And she was able to continue and move forward with her dreams. She hired a virtual assistant after that. She was able to raise her rates. She even stopped taking new clients for a while. Things, you know, just really, really took off for her once she truly connected. That was kind of the piece that she needed once she truly connected to her energy of self-love. So it's pretty amazing.
So she got pink roses.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else did she do to quadruple her income?
She listened to the power tool. Do you want to do that one? We could do that one on the show. It's just a little excerpt from my what I call my power tools, my power energy shifting tools, and it's about connecting with the energy of the pink rose and of unconditional self-love.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay, so shift gears. It's in the form of a meditation. So let's just take a deep breath and just quickly imagine if you're sitting down. Certainly, if you're driving, just think about this later. Do this later. This isn't something that you can really do if you're driving, if you're listening. But if you're at home listening in and you're sitting down, just take a deep breath and relax. And imagine that you have a roots going down from where your tush is hitting your seat, going deep into the earth. And then in your heart, imagine a sweet little pink rosebud with fresh little green leaves in your heart. And cherish that rosebud as you would a newborn baby or a sweet little puppy or kitten. Something fresh and new, something that you just love so much. Try to summon all of the feelings of gratitude and appreciation that you can access in this moment now. And appreciate yourself for connecting with your heart and for being here today, and appreciate this pink rosebud for its pure, unconditionally loving energy. And now, gently allow this little rosebud to start to swell and blossom. And as it does, try to feel into the sensations of the petals swelling and opening in your heart. And let their movement tickle your soul and allow the sensations to just spread throughout your body like three-dimensional ripples through water. And if you're not able to feel into these sensations, then just imagine them as best as you can right now. Bit by bit, as you practice this kind of imagining, these sensations will become more and more real to you. This pink rose in your heart is an infinitely blooming rose. Its petals gently open with endlessly more petals inside to open more and more. And try to feel into the sensations of the petals opening more and more. And as they do, fresh new petals arise from the rose's center, as infinite as your love. And as more petals open from the center, your whole aura and energy field begin to fill with the loving rose petals. And then these rose petals, all originating in your heart, flow out beyond you in all directions. You become a fountain of loving energy spilling out into all aspects of your life and the world. Feel the love of it. Know that this is who you are, infinitely flowing with love for yourself and for the world around you. And know that you can return to this truth about you any time that you choose. Know that you can carry this experience from this moment with you as you go about your days. Remember and access your true beauty and inner nature. And now intend to hold your consciousness in your heart center, feeling the sensations of the ever-blooming pink rose within you. Put your consciousness in your heart as you're peripherally aware of the energetic rose petals expanding out beyond you in all directions. Intend to love yourself enough to open your heart and mind to find, connect with, and incorporate the energy you seek. And now repeat silently to yourself, I love myself enough to flow with loving energy for myself, always.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Well, it's time already for another break, so we will be back with more synchronicity in just a moment. And we're here with Catherine C-H-E. If you'd like to contact her, her website is Catherine with a K, C-H-E .com.
Tiger style.
Asia Voila is the Asian Culture Festival at UBC. The event takes place Saturday, April 10th at the UBC Asian Center between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Asia Vola provides tons of opportunities. You can spend the day learning about the domestication of rice, enjoy kabuki dance and exhibition, listen to gamelan tunes, then infuse your taste buds with delectable Asian foods, and much more. Visit asiavoila.arts.ubc.ca for more info. That's asiavoila.arts.ubc.ca. Asia Vola, the Asian Culture Festival at UBC. Check it out Saturday, April 10th at the UBC Asian Center between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we are joined by Catherine C.H.E. She's the creator of Life Blossoming Systems, and this year she is focusing on unconditional self-love. Welcome back to the show, Catherine.
Thank you.
Thank you for that lovely meditation. So you call that a power tool. A power tool. And so how many power tools are there?
Oh, goodness. Well, they're really pretty much infinite.
A lot.
Okay. Yeah, I've developed, I don't know, probably 60 of them, but I continue to develop new ones on an ongoing basis.
Are they all little meditations, or are there different things that people do?
There are different things that people do. The meditation is the core, basically. My power tool is really my main one that I do and that I share with my clients. And I do them, you know, with different flowers, with different energies. I have one, for instance, right on my homepage that you mentioned at CatherineCHE.com that connects you with the peony, which is a flower that connects us with our own infinite abundance. And it's a very different kind of, it's also the power tool, but the kind of the storyline and the way I activate that energy is quite different.
So, Catherine, once people are starting to shift their energy by getting flowers and doing the meditation, they're starting to feel a bit better. What about action?
Oh, that's a really good question. Action, you know, as I think that you probably know through the law of attraction, that action really plays a very small part in the creation of our good experiences in our lives. Basically, the most important piece is that we pay attention to our divine guidance system, which is our emotions, and so that lets us know when we're kind of on track, tracking toward the things that we desire, all the good stuff that we want. And we, each person, get to define what that good stuff is for us. So if we're tracking toward the good stuff that, you know, we each individually desire, then we're feeling really great, really just inspired. And that word inspired is very, very important, because that is the word that you need to put next to action. Action is not something that you should push yourself to do, thinking, oh, I got to do all this work to get what I want. Really, the power is when you are doing inspired action. So you have to, the work, if you will have any work, is deliberately, carefully, consistently finding your way into feeling good. And flowers help with that. So that's kind of that's the piece I bring to this equation. So doing inspired action. And basically that's what happened with April. It wasn't, you know, staring at her flower bouquet on her desk and, listening to my meditation money didn't just start pouring in her door. It was while she was doing the meditation, she just had this light bulb idea that she couldn't wait to finish the meditation, to try. And when she got done with the meditation and she implemented this inspired action, then the money started rolling in for her.
Beautiful. So you're not saying not to take action. You're
absolutely
saying
not, yeah.
When you take action from a place of feeling really bad and trying to force it, you're not really, it's kind of like you're treading water.
Exactly.
But when when you take action from an inspired place, then it's like exponential, the results that you're going to have.
Yes. And then you know, what you really know is that action, when you're doing that action, if it just makes you feel great and tingly and so excited that you just barely can't stand it, then you definitely know that action is taking you closer to all of your dreams, all of your desires.
Awesome. Well, we only have a few minutes left in the show, and just to make sure that I know you have a gift to give everyone. So before we chat more about, just in case we run out of time, what is this gift that you're wanting to give listeners?
Sure, sure. I'd love to tell you about that. I have a program that I call my Virtual Energy Spa Experience, and it is very carefully designed to take you from wherever you are right now energetically and raise your vibration up to this tingly, excited, inspired action type of place that I was just describing, where you are in your power, where you will be drawing to you everything that you desire, all your dreams. And it's 6 hours of going through that, and it comes with this beautiful book of pictures, and then it has follow-up, because you can do that for a moment, like after the meditation we did on this call, you may have felt great for that moment, but sustaining that and creating the new habit takes a little bit of time. Behavioral scientists say it takes about 21 days. So there are pieces of this experience that linger, you know, continue on and remind you to keep in your high vibe pace for 21 days. Now, that is one of the paid programs that I have in my store on my website, but what I have created for the people on your call is I pulled out the part that's about, that starts it off, that kind of sets it up, and that really goes into the energy of self-love. And it takes this same power tool, and it's a much longer, much more complete and detailed version of that same power tool. So it's a half hour of audio, the first half hour of that virtual energy spa day. And to get to that, the website is tinyurl.com/SSKCHE. That stands for Spiritual Show, KCHE, for me. So tinyurl.com/SSKCHE.
Wonderful. Okay, and I'll put a link up to that on my website, spiritualshow.com, in a couple hours.
Great. Yeah, yes. And the full program goes in great detail in, like, the inspired action, and it goes through power tools and the action tools and the low-dose tools. But really, you know, like the story of April, again, you know, it doesn't take a lot. And even on this radio show, we've already shared the exact tools that she used that got her to that inspired place where she took action and quadrupled her business in 5 days.
So the thing that April did, again, if you're just tuning in, she got pink roses, and then she did that power tools meditation that you just shared with us. So if you're listening on podcast, you can listen again to that over and over.
Absolutely.
And then you can also go to the website, spiritualshow.com. On the past section, when you look under podcasts, I'll put a link to Catherine's site as well as the link to the free gift. Well, Catherine, we just have a few minutes left in the show. This hour has flown by. We had the Vancouver Gaelic Choir on the first part of the show, and thank you for being on with us. I'm wondering if there's what you would like to add. That you're talking about how you can get your vibration going with this meditation, with these power tools, but then how do you make it stick? How do you really implement it into your life and make it a part of your life?
Well, that's great. It's all about, you know, replacing one habit with another. Our thoughts and our thoughts create our beliefs, and our beliefs help kind of create our lives. So there's been research that shows we think about 60,000 thoughts every day. I forget how they calculated it, but 60,000 thoughts. And then they've broken it down. They've done research on how many of those are habitual thoughts that we think day after day after day. And it's, honest to goodness, it's most of them. And so what this is all about is kind of breaking that habit, because whatever habit you're in, if you look at the results, if you've kind of been getting consistent results, and if they're kind of not where you want them to be, you got to shift something. You got to raise your vibration. You've got to shift it, or you're going to just keep getting the results that you've been getting. And so this is about creating systems, creating a habit, creating a way to be deliberate about it, and remind yourself to, you know, that shifting your vibration is supremely important and truly is the most important thing that you can do for yourself.
Well, Catherine, we're already out of time, so thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
It's been a wonderful pleasure to have you on the show. And your website again is Catherine with a K, CHE.com.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay. Well, have a wonderful day. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay. So that was Catherine, CHE. And in the beginning of the hour was the Vancouver Gaelic Choir. That's G-A-E-L-I-C, Gaelic. And they're also looking for new members. So VancouverGaelicChoir.com if you're interested in more information about their events or joining up and singing lovely, happy songs with them. And of course, today's show is sponsored by Deepak Chopra. He is coming to the Queen Elizabeth Theatre here in Vancouver on June 4th. And Deepak will help you find your purpose, open your heart, and learn how uncertainty is the source of all possibility. Thank you for being with us. Next week on the show, we have Dr. Leo. He's going to be talking about the Anastasia phenomenon. If you've never heard of the Anastasia phenomenon or the Ringing Cedars series, Google it, because it's very interesting. And it's about a woman who was living in the Siberian wilderness. And the author of the Anastasia books actually met her and spent time with her and has written this series of books based on her insights into the world and nature and a whole bunch of things. So tune in next week and we'll be talking about the Anastasia phenomenon. And up next is Scotty's Scenic Drive here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Have a fantastic weekend and I'll see you next week.
Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.